You're listening to SBS News.
The annual Hajj pilgrimage performed by Muslims from around the world is underway in Saudi Arabia, but the coronavirus pandemic has imposed some major changes. Pilgrims this year must stand apart rather than praying shoulder to shoulder, and for the first time in nearly a century, people from outside the kingdom will not take part. Around 1,000 Saudi Arabian locals have been selected to take part in the five-day pilgrimage. The World Health Organization has called on countries in the eastern Mediterranean region to take the necessary measures ahead of the upcoming Muslim holiday of Eid to stem a further spread of the coronavirus. Spokesman Dr. Ahmed Al-Madari says if countries are unable to sustain the public health safety measures, then the possibility of the virus resurgence and spread will remain high.
The agency recommends that countries, when taking decisions regarding Eid al-Adha, seriously consider banning social and religious gatherings.
In the United States, President Donald Trump has dismissed Democratic demands to include aid for cash-strapped cities in a new coronavirus relief package. As top White House negotiators return for a third day of talks, stark differences remain between the $3 trillion proposal from Democrats and the $1 trillion counteroffer from Republicans, as millions of Americans' jobless benefits, school reopenings and eviction protections hang in the balance. President Trump says it would be wrong to reward Democrat cities which he claims are badly run.
They want big bailout money for Democrats that ran cities terribly. Their cities are going down to the tube. Most of the country is very well run, and Republican cities are very well run. And it's a shame to reward badly run radical left Democrats with all of this money that they're looking for cities to throw it away on cities that are poorly run.
Meanwhile, the top infectious disease doctor in the United States says now is not the time to be distracted by political infighting. Dr. Anthony Fauci made the comments on a day when President Donald Trump once again promoted the use of an anti-malarial drug as a preventive for COVID-19. Dr. Fauci is among the scientists who argue hydroxychloroquine is not an effective treatment. He told the BBC the height of a pandemic is not the time to be involved in political bickering.
What we have got to try to do individually and as a society is to make sure we understand that the enemy here is the virus. This is no time to have political bickering and political fighting. We have a common enemy. We have a common enemy in the United States, and we have a common global enemy. This is a historic pandemic. There's no time to be distracted in things that are not directly against the virus.
Deaths from COVID-19 have surpassed 150,000 in the United States, more than any other country, and nearly a quarter of the world's total. Brazil has set a daily record for both confirmed cases of the coronavirus and related deaths, with just over 70,000 new cases and 1,595 fatalities. Brazil's now registered more than 2.5 million confirmed cases of the virus and more than 90,000 deaths since the pandemic began. Italy has voted to extend its state of emergency by nearly 3 months to October the 15th. A coronavirus testing station has been set up at an international bus station in Rome. Officials focus the operations on coaches which have arrived from Romania, Bulgaria and the Ukraine, three nations where coronavirus cases have surged in recent days. Alessio D'Amato, a local regional councillor for health, said it was important to test overseas travellers to protect public health in the region.
Today, there is an occurrence of coronavirus in other nations that is higher than ours, so that's why the national government issued an order through the Ministry of Health. Given the large foreign community here, especially in the city of Rome, and how many people arrive from those places, the Lazio regional government decided to take this action of prevention and public health.
The varied reactions of different European countries to the pandemic has prompted French officials to call for a more unified approach. Commenting on Belgium's decision to put the Paris region on the orange list, where travel is allowed, but under increased vigilance, government spokesman Gabriel Attal says that while the virus circulates differently in Europe, EU countries must discuss travel restrictions together.
Il y a un besoin très fort de cohérence dans les décisions qui sont prises.
There is a need for coherence in these decisions. And there are many exchanges between EU countries in order to create this cohesion. Decisions can be different from one country to another, as the virus itself circulates differently from country to country or region to region. But it is important that there is coherence. I can add that my health colleagues or the foreign minister are permanently collaborating with their European colleagues to obtain this cohesion.
Hong Kong is averaging more than 100 new cases of COVID-19 each day, and there are fears of a community outbreak. Face masks are now mandatory, and dine-in restaurants have been ordered to close. In a video released by the Hong Kong Information Services Department, the city's leader, Carrie Lam, says the hospital system could collapse, and she's urging people to stay indoors.
Anti-epidemic measures have caused difficulties and inconvenience. But in order to protect our loved ones, our healthcare staff and Hong Kong, I appeal to you to follow strictly the social distancing measures and stay at home as far as possible. If we stand united and work together, we can suppress this epidemic again.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.